Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Kids rule. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Imagine a world with no adults. Just 40 kids with a chance to build their own society.
Our work is cut out for us.
Welcome to Kid Nation.
No one here knows how to cook.
I'm a beauty queen. I don't do dishes.
The only show where kids will do things all on their own. A TV event unlike anything you've ever seen.
It's dusty. We're dirty.
I'm just going to have to keep pushing.
We can do it.
This is our world.
Kid Nation, coming this fall to CBS.
40 kids, one town, no parents. This is Kid Nation. Reality TV has long been a source of entertainment, offering viewers a glimpse into the unscripted aspects of real life. However, not all reality shows are created equal. Some push the boundaries of ethics and societal norms. One such show that was mired in controversy was Kid Nation, a reality TV series that debuted on September 19th, 2007, on CBS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2007 was a big year for reality TV, I will say. You've got the burgeoning VH1s. You've got the Bachelor.
Amazing Race.
Big Brother going strong. It was a time where people were still, they were realizing that reality was really bankable, but there wasn't any, like, limits to what that meant creatively, I would say. Or morally, I would say.
Kid Nation was a CBS reality show that took 40 children aged 8 to 15 to the deserted town of Bonanza City, New Mexico, which is a ghost town.
Ooh, full circle.
So people that was like, why don't you talk about ghost towns? Well,
we are right now. Also, there's not that many.
With the goal of building a functional society from scratch, the children were responsible for creating their own government, economy, and social structure without any adult intervention. The show aimed to explore on whether children could successfully manage a community without adult guidance.
And I know exactly how they pitched this. They were like, look, we've got all these people in a house. We've got these things with these kind of communities that we've created that we're engineering. They're like, how about Lord of the Flies, but real? And then CBS was like, yum, yum. Thank you very much for that.
One of the major points of contention was the lack of adult supervision. While the production team assured parents and viewers that on-site medical personnel were present, the absence of adults in the town raised concerns about the children's safety. Critics argued that the show's premise put the young participants at risk and questioned the ethical implications of such a social experiment.
Many, many ethical implications. I can't imagine what went down. I imagine there were adults on the periphery of things, but those adults, as I know because I am a producer, were probably told, and I also know someone, I worked with someone who worked on the show, and I'd like to ask him more about this, but it's really about creating drama and tension. So of course they're not going to get involved unless they absolutely have to.
Well, we'll see who has to do what after this break.
you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The children on Kid Nation were responsible for performing various tasks, including cooking, cleaning, and organizing activities. Some argue that the children were subjected to working conditions that were inappropriate for their age, leading to accusations of child labor.
Yes, of course. I mean, obviously this occurred. It's like, oh, you mean you're going to put kids together and they have to all do work, but they don't know when they're going to do it? They're kids. They're literally not supposed to be doing anything that the show is hinged upon.
It's like kids do the darndest things. They're so precocious. Let's have them build an outhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have them work on not poisoning each other and doing washing and governing themselves. That'll work out really well.
The show prompted a closer examination of the legal and ethical boundaries when it came to involving minors in reality television. Reality TV is known for its ability to create drama and conflict.
Exploiting children.
To boost ratings. In the case of Kid Nation, the emotional toll on the children became a focal point of criticism. Some participants experienced homesickness, conflicts, emotional breakdowns, raising questions on the ethical implications of exposing children to such intense experiences for the sake of entertainment.
I mean, this is like at best, too. At best, a kid is traumatized and misses their home and feels strange about the situation that they're in.
Some claim that certain scenes of Kid Nation were scripted or manipulated by producers to create more drama. The blurred line between reality and entertainment led to skepticism about the authenticity of the children's experiences in Bonanza City.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. I'm sure someone gave one kid a tool that another kid didn't have to plant something. Or like, I could even see that this is so fucked up. But then being like, for the older kids, be like, oh, do you think they're cute? Like, and kind of like stirring the pot, like romantically with some of the teenagers. It's so fucked up and they could do whatever they wanted. Like, I think about Biggest Loser and how that's something that adults willfully were like, I'm going to sign up for this thing. And even then, they were messed up. Their metabolisms were completely fucked up. They were traumatized. Those are consenting adults that are being put in a situation that they have fully consented to. Then there's an 8-year-old who gets cast on the show by, I guess, their parents who think it might be a good idea or whatever. Like, you don't know what these kids' situations even are. And they have to build a city together? It's insane.
Kid Nation was canceled after only one season on May 14th, 2008. Now, there have been some interviews with some of the participants, some good, some bad. Some people really enjoy the experience, according to Laura McGoff, who was on the show, and she told the AV Club, my experience on the show was the ultimate best experience of my life.
I mean, again, and I see that, too. We talk about Camp Shane, too, the weight loss camp in the Adirondacks. Some people are going to have amazing – these experiencers are so specific and they're so intense and resonant. Of course, some people are going to be like, yeah, that was amazing. I made lifelong friends and we all like built a townhouse together, whatever. But I'm sure in those moments they missed home. They didn't know what they were doing. It's kind of a revisionist history thing looking back, I would imagine, now as an adult – not to invalidate what they feel in the moment in this interview, but it can't all be good.
I don't know if when I was 8, if I looked back at things when I was 20-something and to be like, was that good or was that bad? I don't know. Like, you know, you're kind of asking like 20-year-olds, 20-something-year-olds, what was it like being 8 on the show or 10 on the show? There was one infamous incident. Several of the kids accidentally drank bleach.
Oh, my God.
I guess there was a like a tap for soda and there was the bleach kind of looked like one of the other sodas. I don't know how it happened.
Also, they had a soda tap. I have to rewatch this. But who gets the money when I do?
And you can look back and look at the interviews of some of these people. They said there were a lot of adults there. Of course, there's producers and then there's medics and there's adults there. I don't know if everybody's parents were there. But they said some people said there was like 200 adults there around. But – I don't know for what reason or why, but I imagine, and you probably know better, their job is not to be hands-on, right?
No,
They're meant to be like, no, let's leave them. We'll capture everything and then we'll edit it if adults are intervening. But maybe they have adults like, hey, you know, go, don't know, go take that last sandwich.
I would imagine that the adults that were there were not in service to the kids, but in service to the show. So again, we've got this like moral line that is very clear. Maybe there were some guardians or people that were there specifically for the kids' well-being, but I would say the people that were there for the show's well-being far outnumbered those adults, from my experience.
And you're just a kid yourself, so you would know, right?
I'm just a baby.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.